Premier League gambling adverts triple on opening weekend. Newly published research conducted by the University of Bristol's Business School, funded by a grant from the charity Gamble Aware, has found that the number of betting ads during the Premier League's opening weekend has nearly tripled compared to last year. Researchers looked at Premier League broadcasts across UK media, including TV, radio, social media, and pitch side displays, and counted over 29,000 gambling messages, a 165% increase from the previous year's opening weekend. For example, during West Ham's match against Aston Villa alone, nearly 6,500 gambling messages were recorded, averaging around 30 per minute. The researchers have described the gambling industry's self-regulation efforts as wholly inadequate and tokenistic, and they argue that the sheer volume of casino bonuses and gambling promotions places fans, particularly children, at risk due to their exposure to these advertisements. Criticism over gambling industry's self-regulation. Unsurprisingly, the Betting and Gaming Council has criticized the study, saying that it fundamentally misunderstands both advertising and the stringent regulations in place. However, former England goalkeeper Peter Shilton, who battled gambling addiction for 45 years, said that the gambling industry is out of control and can't regulate itself, and, like the researchers, called for the government to act. Quote, "Just a few months ago, a new code of conduct was published by the industry to curb marketing during football events, but the policy has had no impact on the volume whatsoever. It's clear that the industry's attempt to self-regulate is wholly inadequate and tokenistic. Despite having had years to put in place effective measures to protect consumers, the gambling industry continues to prioritize profit over safety." Dr. Raffaello Rossi, co-lead author. Premier League working to restrict gambling advertising. The Premier League is working with its clubs to enforce the code of conduct for gambling-related agreements in football, which began this season. Clubs must comply with all legal and regulatory obligations under the Gambling Commission and the Advertising Standards Authority. A government spokesperson acknowledged the harmful effects of gambling on individuals and families, and said that ministers are currently considering the full range of gambling policy, including on advertising and sponsorship, and will update in due course. However, the Betting and Gaming Council defended its members, asserting they have a zero-tolerance approach to children betting and have implemented new age restrictions. The council also highlighted that 20% of its TV, radio, and digital advertising is dedicated to promoting safer gambling messages, and it contributes £40 million annually to the English Football League.